You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chrissy Mernon. My guests are from Project Mend. It's a medical equipment reuse organization that helps people that have a need for medical devices. Kathy Valdez is the executive director. Denise Bennett is the development director. So we're going to find out about Project Mend, what their needs are, how they help people, and if you know of someone who needs help, how to get them to Project Mend. So Kathy, what is Project Mend? How long has it been around and how did it come about in our community, please?
Project Mend stands for the Medical Equipment Network for Those with Disabilities. Project Mend was founded by Merlin Johnson in 1992. He and his wife, Shirley, had been volunteering at one of the, I believe, the Department of Rehabilitative Services, one of the local offices in San Antonio. They'd been volunteering and noticed that there were a lot of the social workers that were working with those individuals that needed medical equipment, and he knew and struggling to get medical equipment. And he knew that he had some pieces himself in his garage that needed to be refurbished and could certainly be reused again. So that idea was kind of born then, and he began in 92 as founding the organization, and then in 93 they were incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit.
And did it spread by word of mouth?
Yes, ma'am. I think that's primarily how they were able to get the word out is, you know, within the local nonprofit community, different community agencies and resources were able to kind of help them spread the word a little. They, starting off, obviously, as a new nonprofit, didn't have a whole lot of money for advertising or marketing, as you might imagine. So word of mouth is what they heavily relied on back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've tried to really, really step our game up in that area. As we've grown Project Mend over the past few years. And so we're doing a little bit more advertising and talking to you on the radio and trying to get the word out a little bit better about being here and mm-hmm. available to people that need us.
Now, how did you find Project Mend? And how long have you been there?
Well, I've been there for a little over 11 years now. And quite frankly, it was just dumb luck, just right place, right time. Really came on board as a favor to one of the board members 11 years ago. They needed some assistance in some grant writing and needed to bring in some dollars as much as they could right away. Friend of mine that sat on the board called me and said, "Hey, Kathy, you know, I'm sitting on the board for this nonprofit. It's a great mission, great organization, and I'd love to ask you to come and help us bring in some funds." So I started and I kind of went, "Wait a second. Why haven't I heard of this organization before?" Because I was involved in the nonprofit community at the time and really, really loved the mission. And I've been there ever since. I just couldn't get away. You know, I mean, it's been great, positive experience for me.
What is your job now as executive director? What do you do?
Well, I provide pretty much the oversight and the direction for the agency, and it's my privilege to be able to do that. It's also making sure that we get the word out about who we are and what we do, and also have that responsibility, I'm proud to say, to bring on, you know, staff members that help me do that. So I've got an incredible team that I've been able to build up over the past few years that I'm very proud of,
mm-hmm.
as well as the board of directors. So that is the primary responsibility for me, is to make sure that we've got that vision that we realize for Project Mend and make sure that we stay here for people that need us.
And Denise Bennett is the development director. So Denise, how long have you been with Project Mend and how did you wind up there?
So I've been with Project Mend for 3.5 years, and I was working for another nonprofit locally here and ran into Kathy one day at a meeting down at the county, I believe. And she contacted me and said, "Hey, would you possibly be interested in coming to Project Mend?" I have a position available for a development director. And I honestly believe that she was really looking for somebody to make sure that her gala happened in 2 months. And she knew that I had experience doing those kind of things. And I think nothing else mattered at that point other than that gala.
Had you heard of Project Mend before, and were you aware of it?
I was aware of Project Mend. I had known Kathy personally, and we had owned a business and had supported her galas in the past.
So here at Project Mend, what is the biggest need when people show up at your doorstep or call you or contact you? What do they need the most? What, I guess, piece of medical equipment?
So wheelchairs are our number one needed item, probably closely followed by hospital beds or medical beds that can fit in people's homes so that people are able to stay in their homes. Those are the two items that are most requested.
And if you've never had to come up with a wheelchair or a hospital bed, you have no clue about how expensive those things are. Because if you bought a bed maybe at a secondhand store or even at the furniture store, you paid a couple $100. So when it comes to wheelchairs and medical beds, what kind of expenses are we talking about?
Well, you know, a wheelchair, depending upon the size that a person might need, and a wheelchair is not a wheelchair, as some people may think, depending upon the size and weight of an individual. So a wheelchair could be anywhere from $100 up to, you know, $500, $600, $700, $800, depending upon what you need. That's very expensive, even at a, say, a used price. So if you're looking at an electric hospital bed, they can start at $800, and that's just the bed. Then if you need the rails, and then if you need the bed mattress, et cetera, your cost keeps growing. And people just, like you said, people don't really have any idea until all of a sudden you need to purchase that. And even at a used price for those items, it's going to be expensive.
Why is that stuff so expensive? You know, because I'm sure y'all have that discussion. Because, you know, I know Medicare and Medicaid get involved in paying for things and prices there. And, you know, because I had a situation where we had to come up with a wheelchair, and it was like Medicare or Medicaid would provide this much. But it was like, you know, we could do better than that. We could go get one and it would be less expensive, since actually as taxpayers, we're covering Medicare and Medicaid.
And wouldn't you know, those things, you know, very often those things aren't even covered at all. And it's very unfortunate.
Oh, so then you're really in a jam when it's not covered by whatever you're covered with, and then you're
right.
On your own, and you're in a medical situation that's probably depleting your resources, period.
Sure, sure.
I was just thinking about your question. I think that we even get a lot of requests for medical equipment from local rehabilitation centers and nursing homes and hospices. And it's really interesting because my dad has Parkinson's disease, and about a year or so ago, he fell and fractured his back.
Ooh, ooh.
And my dad has insurance, and he has Medicare. He's 85 years old, and this all happened in March, and it was not local. I'll say that. So maybe it would have been different if we were here. But he left the hospital without any medical equipment, and we were able to provide those things for him in the interim, but for a back break like that to happen in March, and Medicare finally came through with a hospital bed for him and a wheelchair in August.
And that's March, April, May, June, July, 6 months.
That's right.
When the need is now.
Right. When you have a broken back and you have Parkinson's disease and you're 85 years old, 6 months is a long time to be waiting for equipment. Yes, they did supply it, but the wait was extremely long. So we were able to provide him with the things that he needs. And this is a situation that we encounter every single day at Project Mend. People who are in need of equipment, their insurance company and oftentimes will pay for those items for them, but the wait might be 3, 4, 5 months. Even 5 days or 2 weeks is too long when you need a wheelchair today.
Absolutely. So are you helping people in the interim, and you get your equipment back till they're...
So that's the beauty of it all, right? I mean, it makes perfect sense. People come and get equipment from us. They use it for the time period that they need it. And then they turn around and donate it back to Project Mend. And it's cleaned up, refurbished, professionally sanitized, something that you can't get from a thrift shop or from a garage sale. right? Completely sanitized. And then it goes back out again and has a life and serves its purpose again, and then comes back in the door again, and the same thing happens over and over again.
Kathy, you want to say something?
Denise is absolutely right. And another important thing to remember about that is we are licensed by the state health department to do exactly that, sanitize, disinfect, and refurbish medical equipment. We're basically licensed as a salvage facility for medical equipment specifically. Mm-hmm. So that's really important to remember. And I will say that one particular partner that we have in the community that completely gets that, that works with us every day, is Goodwill, Goodwill of San Antonio. So Goodwill is a great partner in that they're able to take in people's donations of medical equipment items, and they know that they're going to get it to the agency, Project Mend, that is licensed to do specifically that. So anybody can go and donate their items, their medical items, to Goodwill, and then we in turn will pick those things up from Goodwill, and we can go out there maybe two or three times a week to Goodwill to pick up truckloads of the things that have been donated. So it's incredibly beneficial.
Okay. Now, where is your office located, and where are people dropping off things when they hear Project Mend and they've got this extra, you know, leftover medical equipment?
Our warehouse is located at 1201 Austin Street. So that's on the corner of Austin and Carson Street, which is close to the downtown area. It's actually on the opposite side of where the Pearl is. Mm-hmm. And that's where our warehouse is. People are always welcome to come by Monday through Friday 8 to 5 to drop items off. That's ideal. However, we do go out into the community and pick up large donations or heavy pieces of equipment, say power chairs or maybe Hoyer lifts, for example, hospital beds, those things that are heavy that need to be broken down or need, you know, more than one person to be able to pick up and put into a truck, for example. Mm-hmm. So we will go out and do that on a scheduled basis. So as you can imagine, we are always busy with that schedule of getting things picked up. Or, like I said before, they can just donate their items directly to their Goodwill, local Goodwill, neighborhood Goodwill, and we're able to get them eventually.
So Goodwill takes care of them and gets them to you.
Yes, ma'am.
So Goodwill doesn't sell any of that medical stuff. They direct it to Project
Mend. Yes, ma'am. That's correct. And when people call us at the warehouse, that's what they will, my staff will tell them, is that, you know, hey, it's okay if you can't wait to be put into our schedule of pickups, please go and donate that or drop it off at your nearby Goodwill, and we will eventually get that.
So you've got, you said wheelchairs is the number one requested.
That's correct.
And then medical beds. And you mentioned Hoyer lift. What are some of the other pieces of equipment that people need?
So we always need bath items in the home, such as shower chairs of different sizes with and without backs. Also bedside commodes, tub transfer benches, all kinds of walkers, those with and without the wheels. Also those that have the seats, which are called rollators. They also have those rollators also have not only a seat, but they also have the brakes on the handles. We always need those. And again, all different sizes. Again, people think that a wheelchair is a wheelchair is a wheelchair.
Right. One size fits all.
And that's never the case, because you have to be accurately fitted for that item, regardless of what it is. You're not going to put a person that is 250 pounds into a 16-inch wheelchair. It's not made for that weight capacity. So that's why we say we always need all sizes, all types of medical equipment.
Our guest this morning, Kathy Valdez, she's Executive Director of Project Mend, and Denise Bennett, she is the Development Director for Project Mend. And Project Mend, M-E-N-D, stands for Medical Equipment
Network for those with disabilities.
So tell me about some of the people who have come to you, because before we started today, you showed me a 45-second video of y'all were just awarded with an impact grant, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you had a woman who came to you needing help, and so what was her situation?
Yes, just recently. I mean, we serve people of all ages and all genders, all races, we serve everyone.
Anyone with a need.
That's exactly right. And in this particular scenario, around 10 to 13% of the people that we serve annually are children. This particular story is about a child named Ethan, and he was diagnosed with Perth's disease. So all the way up until he was 6 years old, everything was going along completely as one would expect. And then he started experiencing pain. His parents went and took him to physicians, and it took several months for them to make a diagnosis for Ethan. But ultimately, because the hip bones and joints were deteriorating. He needed to be placed into a wheelchair. And hopefully someday he's going to get out of that wheelchair. But the need was great and it was acute. He needed it right then and there. And the family searched for the kind of chair that Ethan needed. And it was going to cost them over $3,000, of which at that particular moment in time, with all of the other medical expenses, they just didn't have it. Somebody told them about Project Mend from a medical equipment place, actually. And they came into us and we were able to fit Ethan with exactly the item that he needed at exactly the moment he needed it for $35.
For $35. So you have a charge?
We do. We like to make sure that people have something invested in the process. So our minimum charge is $20 that most people end up paying $20. $35 is just about the most you'll ever pay, depending on your financial resources. And then we always have the right to waive those charges for people who are homeless or quite simply destitute.
Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few of those. So Ethan in his wheelchair, it made his life.
It made him, like his mom said, it allowed Ethan to be a kid again. They don't know how long he's going to be in that chair, but he's able to play basketball in the driveway with his dad. He's able to attend school. He's able to be a kid again. And that's really the beauty of getting the right piece of equipment when you need it.
And when you show that video, what happens?
Well, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking and joyful all at the same moment in time, right? Because you're in a situation, and as a parent, you want to do the best for your child that you can possibly do. But you're in a situation where you don't have a lot of options. And then somebody comes along and hands you exactly what you need. And you know that that piece of equipment, in Ethan's own words, it was the happiest day of his life.
Isn't that something? And you do that over and over every day, don't you?
We do this every day, whether it's a child or 50, over 54% of the people we serve are senior citizens.
And I would think most people think that Project Mend solely helps senior citizens because that's the people we see in, you know, using walkers, using the rollators, and using wheelchairs and the...
That's right. Sure, but disabilities are non-discriminatory, and the need for medical equipment is non-discriminatory. Everyone at some point in their life may need that piece of equipment. I think the recent statistics are that by the time each one of us ends our life, that 95% of us will either live with some sort of a disability, or we will be the caretaker for somebody with a disability. That's almost everyone.
That's like that 95%. That's virtually everyone. So
that's right.
So we really need to pay attention to these things.
That's exactly right.
And kind of have a plan.
And you know, you're always in a medical situation is that you don't have a plan, right? Because things happen and you have to respond immediately.
Right. They're thrust upon you.
That's right.
And you don't know where to turn because you had never been in this situation before.
Never thought about it.
And so where do you turn? So Project Mend, if you have an immediate need because you immediately respond.
That's
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
When are you open? You mentioned your warehouse hours, Kathy.
Yes, ma'am. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, both the administrative office as well as the warehouse. So people can call our 210-223-6363 number and get directions and information about, you know, whether they need services or want to come and donate medical equipment to us either way.
And now, if somebody wants to donate, what do you accept and how can they schedule a pickup?
So if they want to donate medical equipment to Project Mend, they would just need to call us at the main office and let us know that. They very well may be directed to our warehouse staff so that they can, who does the scheduling of pickups if they have a large amount of items that need to be picked up. The scheduling is typically about a week or so out, just because we do have, luckily, several people around the area that do need to have things picked up. Mm-hmm. So they would just call the main number. I would suggest that number first, the 210-223-6363 number, and they'll be given instructions as to what to do next for their pickup.
What about oxygen tanks and things like that? Do you use the oxygen machines?
You know, currently we do not. That's something that hopefully we will get into a little bit later, However, what we can do right now is, because like I said, we do have partnerships that we build all the time and establish all the time with a variety of organizations, not just in San Antonio, but also, good example, in Houston. We work with an organization there called Project Cure. Now, although we don't take supply items like maybe gauze or tubing or things like that, we will take those in and set them aside, and oxygen tanks. We will take those things and set them aside because those are items that can be shipped to or sent to Project Cure in Houston. They, in turn, will take those types of items and send them into Africa, mm-hmm. where folks out there can do what they need to do with them. So nothing goes to waste.
I was just thinking, you make sure nothing gets wasted. And I'm
That's
sure,
right.
You know, I think a lot of times when there's an elderly person who has been sick and using medical equipment, and then mm-hmm. When they pass away, the family comes in and cleans out stuff and then throws
right.
it away.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Isn't that just, it's like, oh, don't do that, because it can be, there's useful life for that.
Yeah,
still.
Believe it or not, somebody's going to need whatever they may want to throw away or think that they need to throw away. Somebody's going to need that and be able to reuse that somehow.
And so it would be like, call Project Mend, and if it's not something you use, but you'll make sure it gets to a place where it will be used again.
That's correct. That's correct.
So let's talk about, you got this big grant. So you got a $100,000 grant from Impact San Antonio, which
yes, ma'am.
I have to, I just joined Impact San Antonio recently.
Oh,
and
good.
It's
good for you.
Because it's an awesome organization. What it is, it's a women's philanthropic organization
right.
where women team together mm-hmm. and everyone donates. And that's what you do. You donate money.
Right.
And all together, our money makes a big impact on organizations. And I know that from the president of Impact, we want to be impactful. And so how did Project Mend wind up getting an impact grant?
We had actually applied for the grant several years, and with each application, we learned better how to position ourselves. And basically, we requested the money to be used for something that would have a tremendous impact for Project Mend. Our trucks that we have are being held together by super glue and duct tape, and they're really the lifeline of the organization, because not only do they go out and pick up donations of medical equipment, but oftentimes, as you can imagine, in the disability community, the people who are in need have no way to get the equipment that they require. So our trucks are on the road 5 days a week, picking up and delivering items to people in need. So we requested a bobtail truck with a lift on it, because the truck that we are currently using doesn't have a lift.
Oh my gosh.
So,
and you're thinking about those heavy wheelchairs that your
exactly
drivers
right.
and helpers are lifting them. Oh my.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the impact will be not only that we have these new trucks on the road, but the lifts will allow us to decrease the level of staffing that it requires to go out and get these large pieces of equipment. And also what we included in the grant was a hub scrub. We fondly call our beat up refurbished hub scrub Scrubzilla.
What's a hub scrub?
It's a professional sanitizing device, piece of equipment that sanitizes our equipment to the state standards. Ours is very old. It's been refurbished. It really is on its last leg. And part of the impact grant will go to buy another hub scrub, a state-of-the-art piece of equipment that uses UV light to sanitize the equipment. And so the impact women, thankfully, thought that this was a powerful way to spend their money in San Antonio, and it will help us generate more donations, make more deliveries, and serve more people, and hugely impact the city.
And impact is the right word, because that's what Impact
Absolutely.
San Antonio is all about, and it will have a big impact. Now, as far as sanitizing medical equipment, I think, you know, like when someone says, I'm looking for a wheelchair, oh, we have one, you know, from my grandma, it's in the attic, and you pull it down and give it to them. So I think there's a few things wrong with that, correct?
You're That's absolutely right. I mean, usually medical equipment is used when people are not well, which means that they may have bacterial infections. They just anything that you can possibly think of that could possibly be living on the surface of a piece of a medical equipment, you're transferring from one location to another. So every single piece of equipment that comes through Project Mend is professionally sanitized and wrapped in plastic, so that when that person receives that piece of equipment, they can be assured that they're not going to be picking up a MRSA infection or whatever other things might be a part of that piece of equipment.
No cross-contamination.
That's a real important factor there.
Absolutely.
Now, how many people a year does Project Mend serve? And are you able to meet all of the needs that people are asking you for?
I don't think we can ever meet all the needs that people are asking us for, because just when you think that that you've served somebody with one thing they need, the next five people are walking in the door needing the same thing, if not more. We average about 1,500 people a year that we serve, and that's just with our current staff and current organizational structure. And like Denise had said, the use of these brand new vehicles is going to really help us to improve that capacity and that outreach to more people within the community and more often. Mm-hmm. So it's going to really help. So we're hoping to truly increase that number over the next few years. And on top of that, I think that as we serve individuals with things that they need up front, there's always going to be a number. I think what we reported with Impact was 3 a day go without being served. Mm-hmm. You know, you multiply that every day, you know, 365. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a terrible number to have to work with, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, to have to try to meet.
In desperate situations.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're constantly asking for those donations truly because we need them like right now. Mm-hmm. Never mind us. So does that individual right now. Mm-hmm. I say that because people think, well, you know, here you go. Here's a wheelchair. Here's a 16-inch wheelchair. But if I've got 25 people sitting waiting for an 18, 20, 22-inch wheelchair, then that 16-inch is going to sit there until that other individual that needs the 16 is going to come in. And we already know, just because of what we have in our inventory, that isn't as often requested as the larger sizes, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. As the larger sizes. Mm-hmm. So we're all, like I said, we are always looking for every size, mm-hmm. every type okay. of medical equipment device.
And how are you supported? How can people help you?
Luckily, we just gave our website a nice big boost. So we encourage people to please go to our website to take a look at it. There is a way to monetarily donate to Project Mend. We also have a great Facebook page that Denise and her staff are able to take care of as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, a Twitter account, mm-hmm. right? Just like all of us need to do nowadays with social media. But we also need assistance. I don't want to just talk about a monetary donation because although every nonprofit needs that help, that goes without saying. We also need volunteers within our warehouse as much as possible and as often as possible.
What kind of jobs do you have for volunteers? Or what would they be doing?
Well, we have on Saturdays, we specifically do identify, I believe, the first and second, usually Saturday mornings from 9 to 1 or 8 to 12. We will ask volunteers to come out into our warehouse and help us sanitize equipment, clean equipment, repair equipment. Our warehouse manager, Joe, is there to be able to train the volunteers so that they know exactly what to do, and he'll assign specific projects to them. Mm-hmm. So that it's especially important when we get a large donation or a large delivery or a pickup from Goodwill, for example, mm-hmm. that comes in during the week, and we've got a lot of things that are sitting there waiting to be cleaned and sanitized and repaired. Those are great projects to be able to have our volunteers go through. And they basically end up forming kind of like this little chain gang of sanitization, if you will. And again, they're trained by Joe, our warehouse manager, to do that. It's a great way to come and get familiar with what we do and why we do it. Mm-hmm. It's also a good way to see the process within the warehouse and how we operate.
So what ages of volunteers, and men and women and children?
Typically, our requirements are 18 and above. That's really because, you know, safety in the warehouse is very, very important, obviously. And we say 18 and above, mostly because of the chemicals being utilized. Not that they are harmful or anything, but
it's just a safety situation.
We do on occasion take groups that are 16 years old and above, but we do require them to come with supervision, an adult supervisor that will be with their group at all times during that time period, which is great. I think we just did very recently Central Catholic High School. The guys over there were wonderful, and they sent out a group of the high schoolers to come out with their supervisors, and they helped us with a nice project of cleaning and sanitizing that equipment. So they were able to process quite a bit for us, mm-hmm. and that helped us out a lot. So yes, we always accept and always need volunteers, not mm-hmm. just on that Saturday volunteer day, but anytime throughout the week while we're there.
Now, do you have any fundraisers throughout the year?
We do, and I'll let Denise tell you about that.
We do. I mean, we participate in all of the local big events like the Big Give and things of that nature. But our big fundraiser is our gala in September. It's called the Toast of the Town. And we just had that last month, and it was a huge success. We were able to honor Carol Zernial from WellMed. And it was a great event, always is, and they're getting better and better every year. And then our end-of-year campaign, we always solicit the community for cash donations because, obviously, it takes money to run an organization like Project Mend. And as much as we need donations of medical equipment and we'll always need those items, we must pay people in order to process that equipment, get it into our inventory, hire caseworkers in order to reach out to the community and interview people for the equipment they need, get their prescriptions, etc. So overhead is just a part of doing business.
All right. Well, we are out of time. I want to thank you for stopping by. Our guests this morning, Kathy Valdez and Denise Bennett from Project Mend. If people have some medical equipment to donate to you, cash, or they want to volunteer, how do they reach you, please?
Our website is www.projectmend.org. And our phone number is 210-223-6363, or you can follow us on Facebook.
Thanks for coming by.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.